The jobs report was, in a word, astounding. And word two, surprising. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 5th day of July. Thanks for being with us again today. In other news, you could be paying more for poultry. And we'll share why that could be the case. It was a seesaw day for oil and gas prices, but those continue to slide. Are people really regretting quitting their job? We've got a couple of reports on that. Verizon has laid off some workers, but how many? And what about that competition they've been seeing lately? What are they doing for their workers? We've got the Wall Street Report, and it seems that boomers are holding on to their jobs longer. Ready for Friday? Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you've decided to go along for the ride with us on this Friday afternoon. By the way, a reminder, we will be back on the air on News Talk 1540 KXEL on Sunday with the Business Week in Review. Noon Central, by the way. You want to hook up with us on Twitter? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. It was a stunning report as the Labor Department today released the jobs report that indicated the U.S. added an astounding 528,000 jobs in July. The Wall Street Journal had predicted 250,000 jobs. Meanwhile, the unemployment rate dropped another notch from 3.6% to 3.5%, matching the more than 50-year low reached just before the pandemic took hold. The economy has now recovered all 22 million jobs lost in March and April of 2020 when COVID-19 slammed the U.S. All of that gives the Biden administration a chance for a victory lap going into the midterms. Some are now questioning a recession and saying that layoffs and cuts in spending are a knee-jerk response that isn't warranted. Now, if you look at the job numbers, the U.S. economy is creating new jobs at an annual rate of 6 million. That is three times faster than what we normally see historically in a good year. While a strong job market is a good thing, it also makes it more likely that the Federal Reserve will continue raising interest rates to cool the economy. Job growth was especially strong last month in the healthcare industry and at hotels and restaurants, but also good in construction and manufacturing. On the heels of the job report, the markets did fall, worried that the central bank will again raise interest rates in September by 75 basis points. Stay tuned. We'll have more for you on that in just a bit. Well, here's something you don't want to hear. Soon, you could be paying much more for your poultry products. Why? The Department of Justice has just given approval for the acquisition by Cargill and Continental Grain to purchase Sanderson Farms, a major chicken producer. Forbes is reporting that stakeholders up and down the supply chain are asking the question now that there is a new poultry powerhouse backed by Cargill, a major trader of grain, the top expense for chicken farmers, and Continental Grain, the owner of Wayne Farms, America's sixth largest chicken producer. Now, what does all this mean? Experts warn of consolidation for the chicken industry. More of a crunch would further centralize power among the biggest processors. That's what happened in the past, when chicken producers have often charged higher prices and kept more of the profits, while there's been little change to what farmers and factory workers are paid. And all of this is coming on the heels of some of the highest inflation in 40 years. It was another day of ups and downs for the oil industry, with September delivery of West Texas Intermediate crude rising to more than $90 a barrel, only to fall under $89 a barrel to close. Meanwhile, gasoline prices continue to collapse. True, they are nationally 31% higher than a year ago. However, we're seeing states report gas prices as low as $2.99 a gallon. Where? At a Costco in West Des Moines, Iowa. The most significant reason for the price drop is that consumers are not driving as much, many taking vacations closer to home. And it's not just cars and trucks. The Energy Information Administration stated Wednesday that aviation fuel consumption has dropped by nearly 20% over the past week. That perhaps is due to the recent number of flight cancellations and airline troubles. So the question is, are employees who quit their old job happy with the new job, or are they experiencing regret at making the jump? Inc. is reporting the answer depends on who you ask. For example, the UK's Guardian reports that a survey of 2,500 workers from job search site The Muse found that almost three-quarters of them experienced either surprise or regret that the new position or new company they quit their job for turned out to be very different from what they were led to believe. Nearly half of those workers said they would try to get their old job back. Another poll commissioned by USA Today found that just 26% of job switchers like their new job enough to stay. An only slightly less pessimistic survey from JobList found a quarter of those who quit their jobs during the pandemic now regret it. That, according to Fortune. It seems like every day we get more news from corporations who are cutting staff. From social media giants like Meta to retail titans like Walmart and even convenience store conglomerates like 7-Eleven, layoffs are now abundant. Well, now Verizon can be lumped in with all of the others letting their employees go. CNET reported that the company admitted to laying off workers. However, Verizon is refusing to disclose just how many. Even though Verizon is being exceedingly vague with why they are axing some personnel, it's likely has something to do with their lackluster performance in the second quarter. The communications giant took a pretty hefty blow last quarter. The company reported that during that time, they lost a whopping 215,000 wireless customers. And not only did they lose subscribers, but they were virtually trounced by their competition. For instance, where Verizon lost 250,000 people, T-Mobile gained 750,000 people, onboarding over 720,000 new postpaid mobile customers. Bad news and strong competition, it would seem. Interestingly enough, though, despite T-Mobile leaving its competitor Verizon in the dust in terms of subscribership, they too have announced layoffs. Subsequent to T-Mobile's $26 billion merger with Sprint, the company announced that it would be letting go of about 400 workers. According to TechCrunch, the layoffs were concentrated to former Sprint-specific departments. And unfortunately, as many as 30,000 former Sprint employees are expected to lose their jobs in the coming months as T-Mobile moves to shut down and consolidate existing Sprint retail locations. Well, Friday was an interesting day on Wall Street as the markets ebbed and flowed all day long. At the bell, the Dow did manage to pick up 76 points to close at 32,803, while the NASDAQ fell by 63 points to 12,657, and the S&P 500 was off by 6 points. The markets came off early session lows to close mixed. In the week ahead, investors will get key economic updates on Wednesday when the U.S. Labor Department releases its July Consumer Price Index reading, and on Friday, when the University of Michigan releases its preliminary August Consumer Sentiment Index reading. And finally, there is this. Mid-career workers waiting for elder colleagues to retire shouldn't hold their breath. That's because elite older workers are clinging to their jobs, along with the power and prestige high-ranking roles can confer. That's the word from Derek Thompson from The Atlantic. And while in many ways it's a good thing that Americans who enjoy their jobs are able to remain in them longer than previous generations, there is a downside, a so-called boomer blockade that seems to be robbing Gen Xers and millennials from their chance to climb the corporate ladder. That's according to Thompson. As for us, keep working as long as you enjoy it. And that is a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for listening. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. Have yourself a great weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.